We are now joined by a couple of folks from, well, a volunteer with the Red Cross and someone actually with the Red Cross. Shar Hamblin, welcome. Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning.
And Alex, you gotta help me with your last name.
Yeah, it's Zadarvich.
Zadarvich. Yep. Alex Zadarvich. Thank you for being here, both of you. But Shar, I'm super excited to have you. We haven't had you on, I think, maybe ever. And we hear about you all the time because your boss, Tom Nelson, over at the fire station, talks about you all the time.
Yep, so. Tom's in at least once a month.
Sorry, just helping with the microphone there. he loves to refer to you as Shar Fossum.
Right. And
but we are here to talk about the need for blood from the Red through the Red Cross, and at least one blood drive. Folks, I have to apologize. I've been saying that this blood drive is going to be on Friday. It's actually going to be on Monday, the 23rd, at the Grand.
Right.
Okay. What do you want to tell us about that first?
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have 12 spots left. It's going to be fun. It's going to be festive. Maybe a couple surprise appearances by Santa Claus passing through.
Fantastic.
Yep. So it's filling up. It's our first time doing one at the Grand. So if you're out doing last minute shopping and want to give the gift of life, come by and sign up. We'll have a few walk-in spots available. But
that was my first question to you guys when you came in, because I've got both Friday and Monday. I'm pretty well scheduled both days, but if there's a slight time for a walk-in, I'd really like to get in there. I've got a pretty rare blood type, and I haven't given blood in a long time, but these conversations that Char, you and I've been having is inspiring me. I'm going to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alex, you're an account manager with the Red Cross. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've been an account manager.
What does a Red Cross account manager do?
Oh, that's a really good question. So by and large, what we do is go out into the community and work with partners like Char to set up blood drives to basically help us meet the need of patients that are at hospitals and looking for care. So we go out, we meet with schools, businesses, churches, the fire department, things like that, to get these blood drives up and running, and then help support their efforts to get people in the door.
Is that a tough sell, saying, hey, we would like to do a blood drive?
It can be, but not always. The nice thing is the American Red Cross has pretty good brand recognition.
Yes, you do.
Mm. Yeah. So
been around for a bit.
Yeah. You know? A little bit. So when we walk in a place and say, hey, we're with the Red Cross, I think people know that if they give us the stink face and tell us to leave, that they probably won't sleep well that night.
Right.
So
if you were to walk in here and say, I'm with the Red Cross, you would have my full attention. My first thought is, oh, my God, what's wrong?
Sure. Yeah, we do have a reputation for going where there's a disaster.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Right.
I hear all the time, I've been hearing this for 2 or 3 years at least, that blood donation is down across the country. A, what can we attribute that to? And B, why is it important, so important for people to give blood?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. The things that we can attribute it to, busy schedules, obviously COVID had a big impact. So there was a chunk of time where everyone was kind of at home and available to go out and donate during COVID. So we saw a pretty good turnout. But after everyone kind of got back to their normal lives, we started to have, you know, people were getting pulled in 1,000 different directions. They were going back to the office, back to school. They were taking vacations again, things like that. And then, of course, obviously during this time of year, during the holiday season, and especially this year because the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas was carved down by about a week, it makes it challenging to get people to take that pause from their day to go out and help us save some lives. And then to your second part of the question, that's really the biggest piece of why it's important, is because you're able to help save up to 3 lives by donating 1 pint of blood.
Wow.
Which is really impressive. And, you know, in the United States, every 2 seconds, someone's getting a blood transfusion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, cancer patients, accident victims, people undergoing surgery, mothers in labor. it's huge. And the reality is it's anyone in your community. It's your neighbor. It's your pastor. It's one of us in this room.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest acts you can do for someone. And it takes so little time to do.
At some point, you're probably, all of us, are going to need a blood transfusion at some point in our lives, at least once.
Speak for yourself. Yeah. I have no intention of ever getting hurt or sick or anything.
I mean, when you think about all those reasons people need transfusions, I think a lot of times people just think of, like, when people have accidents.
Right.
Right.
You know, and they're like, oh, well, that's the only time. But all those other medical reasons, it's like, nope, you're probably gonna need, you know, I mean, maybe you might get lucky and not, but you know, even if you do, still just think about all those people that do need it. So so speaking of shortages, with blood shortages across the United States, is it pretty dire right now? Like, is there an extreme shortage of blood, or is it just kind of that we always need it level?
Yeah, it's really more of the we always need it level.
Okay.
Right now, we're not in what I would consider a dire situation.
Sure.
But we're starting to see that trend where donors kind of come in waves. It's a, there's a cyclical nature to it where, you know, people get excited for it, and then there's a busy part of the year that comes up, and we start to see that drop off. So there have been times in the last couple of years where we've been in those emergency situations, and what that means is patients in need likely have to wait to receive the care that they need so that they can have another holiday season with their loved ones.
Wow. Sure.
So when we host these blood drives, and, you know, Char helps us with 13 blood drives annually.
Amazing. 13?
Yeah. So when we host these drives, we're trying to make sure that we're able to meet the needs of whatever patient comes into that hospital room right when they need it.
Right. So is the holiday season typically a time where you do see that drop off, or is it a busier time?
It is. It is unfortunately a time where we see a bit of a drop off.
Yeah. So in addition to all that holiday shopping and cooking and cleaning and all the things, try to carve out some time if you can to go give a little
blood. Give the gift of blood.
You know, yeah. It might be 35 years since I gave blood. Last time I gave blood, I was a student at St. Olaf, so it goes back a little ways. And I remember, like, they one of the questions was, I asked you if you'd had breakfast that morning, and then they made you sit down afterwards and, like, eat a cookie or something. Mm-hmm. Holiday time, you're eating all kinds of stuff. Yeah. You're good to go, man. This is a good time. Yeah. Okay, first of all, Char, you are the blood drive coordinator. Mm-hmm. You're doing 13 of these things. How did you fall into this role?
Let's see. I have a family who was in need of blood. And then I started with our first blood drive in 2016 at the fire department in Northville and did the first one there. And from there, we would host them at the VFW in Northville.
Yep.
Then during COVID, churches were available, sitting empty. So that seemed like a great place to fill up with blood drives. And if you had the antibodies, you were even more helpful with your blood, so that we were busy with blood drives during that time. Then we moved from the VFW to I was looking for maybe a nonprofit with who had some space, would like some good exposure. So I approached Andre Svanich with Laura Baker, and they are off and running. So they host 6 blood drives there each year, and then we're back at St. Peter's for 6 more blood drives.
Wow.
And really, when you organize 1 or 2, 12 or 13
it doesn't seem like much of a stretch.
Exactly.
It's really just about volume at that point.
And so there is a big blood drive in southern Minnesota in Mankato on the morning of Thanksgiving, and they just load up with people for 4 hours. Everyone walks out with a free pie. So I thought maybe we could do, maybe start a first annual to on the 23rd of December. So I checked in with Jake and Lindsay at the Grand, and they were open and willing. Yeah. So maybe we could keep this going as a regular gift-giving day, gift of life-giving day when everyone's out doing last-minute things. If you're out anyway, stop in and give a
so, speaking of some of those logistical things for folks that are listening to all this and thinking to themselves, I would really love to do this. So, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Monday the 23rd, how long does it take for them to come and give blood? roughly. I know there's always a little bit of a wiggle room there.
Sure. But yeah. I think each time I donate, I do the rapid pass beforehand. Mm-hmm. Walk in. It's becoming even easier. Like Alex was saying earlier, no longer a finger prick to go in beforehand. And I think I'm in and out of there in 30 minutes.
Okay. So yeah. Pretty quick thing to do. Not super time consuming.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, is that also building in a little bit of time afterwards just to sit, have a little something to eat?
Okay. Yeah. You want to take a little time to do that. Rehydrate and have a... you know, hey, if you like cookies, donate for the cookies.
Yeah. There you go.
We bring all of those snacks.
Exactly.
That everyone loves.
Very cool.
So about a half hour.
Yeah. Yes. So not a huge commitment. You can come in, do your thing, and still go on your day and get other stuff done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just mentioned something that really piqued my interest. The rapid pass thing. I don't know anything about that. I do know that they're, you know, back in my day, there was paperwork that had to be filled out. What are the qualifications, and how do you do the rapid pass thing?
Yeah, so of course we at the Red Cross are embracing technology.
God bless you.
Every opportunity we can. Rapid pass came about maybe a couple years ago, if not three or four. But it's an online questionnaire that's linked up to your blood donation appointment. So you'll get an email from us, or if you have the Red Cross Blood app, you'll get it through there the morning of the drive. But it's a portion of the questions that you would have filled out on paper in the past. But it basically gives you kind of like when you go to Disney, you get that jump ahead the line pass. Mm-hmm. This gives you, it's going to save you about 15 minutes in that health history questionnaire portion of the blood drive. So when you walk in, you know, you're going to check in, you're going to sit down. Maybe grab a water so that you're good and hydrated before you donate. Then the next step, you're going to go over to our health history, where one of our phlebotomists is going to ask you a series of questions about your health history, things of that nature, verify your name, address, stuff like that. And then you're actually off to the donation bed. For most people, the blood donation portion only takes 5 to 10 minutes, so you don't have a needle in your arm for 30 minutes to an hour. And then you're off to recovery, where you get the snacks and incentives.
All right. Now, I'm diabetic. Is that going to disqualify me?
Nope.
Okay.
Not disqualified for that. Honestly, there are so many things that that people would think they're disqualified for, but we have a great website with all of the potential reasons you could be disqualified or deferred. So you can always check there. It's just redcrossblood.org.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, cool. Yeah. What else do we need to know about the blood drive? There's also a blood drive on Friday at the YMCA. Is that right?
Yeah. It's shocking. Northfield, honestly, on average, there's probably 1 to 2 drives per week in Northfield.
Wow.
It is an incredibly generous population of donors.
That's amazing.
A lot of givers.
That is so cool.
A lot of givers in Northfield. It's impressive.
What else do we need to know, you guys?
We always welcome first-time donors. Come check it out. And once you get started, you kind of just find yourself coming back every 56 days. And
Where do I go to make an appointment?
Redcrossblood.org.
Redcrossblood.org.
Or give me a call and I'll sign you up.
I just went onto the website to check it out, and it's super easy because you can type in your zip code and then it'll show you the list of blood drives coming up. Yep. So then you can select the Grand or the YMCA, whichever one you want to do.
Yep.
And there was one thing that I wanted to point out. So it has time slots with either blood or Power Red. Mm. So can you just real briefly explain, what is Power Red?
Yeah, so Power Red is a different type of donation where we take a concentrated amount of red blood cells.
Okay.
So blood has three components, red blood cells, platelets, and plasma. Mm-hmm. In a Power Red donation, we're only taking the red blood cells. So it's kind of cool. Your blood goes out through the centrifuge, spins, and then you actually get your platelets and plasma back. Now it does take a bit longer. It's about 45 minutes to an hour for that process.
Okay.
Still a very comfortable donation experience. But the nice thing is, when we have the concentrated double red cell donation, that's going to go pretty far to hospital. So,
Is that right?
You can help more patients that way.
So is it a matter of just you choosing which one you want to do?
Yeah, so it is blood type specific. If you don't know your blood type, you can certainly come out and do a Power Red donation, and we're going to tell you your blood type when you're done anyway. But there are some other qualifiers for it. it's all listed on our website. So it's a good way to really give back and kind of double your impact. So.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Very cool. And real quickly before we wrap up, I'm just curious, what is your favorite part of a blood drive day? What do you enjoy about that?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm not sure if it would be about the day, but I guess maybe like we were talking earlier, when you get an email or a note in the mail and it says where your blood went to.
Ooh.
Like it's gone. Some of mine went to Puerto Rico during Hurricane Maria, or East Coast, or that really, I think, brings it all full circle.
That is
to
neat.
You know,
yeah,
where it went and the impact that it had. And so that kind of puts a bow on it.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. For me, I'd say, you know, working with people like Char, coming out into the community, seeing the generous donors, watching our gifted team of phlebotomists go to work.
They are amazing.
It's a lot of fun. It's very inspiring for me. So.
Yeah. And I think also at the end of the day, something else I was thinking of, as the drivers from the Red Cross come in and you see cases and cases of blood, they're taking out the door to go to someone. It's massive, you know.
Yeah.
So it really shows the impact that the community has. It's not just units. It's big containers.
That's awesome.
So,
wow. That's really
pretty
cool.
Impactful.
Yeah. All right. Char and Alex, redcrossblood.org?
Correct.
Okay, redcrossblood.org. Guys, thanks so much. Thanks for the work
you're
doing.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Happy holidays to both of you.